Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Inside Track with Karen Morton. And we're glad to have you with us this afternoon. We've got a full house here in the studio, and we've got another guest on a call-in line, our guest line with us. It's going to be a full day, and we're here to talk about immigration. Immigration in the across the country, immigration here in Florida, and how it affects all of us right here in Jacksonville and Duval County. So we've got a full plate. We've got with us the illustrious velvet voice himself, Roger Henderson from WBOB. Yeah. Yay, Roger.
Yay.
Yay.
How you doing, Karen?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Is your mic on?
I don't know.
It's
on. Okay.
Great. All right, great. It's good to see you, always.
How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was quiet. How was yours?
It was one of the best Christmases ever.
That is wonderful.
Yeah. Had two daughters come in from out of town who moved away.
Mm-hmm.
One's in California now. So she's in town right now.
That's good.
And my other daughter from Tallahassee came in too. So it was good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. It is amazing how things change. You know, when they're little kids and they're always around a Christmas tree and jumping up and down and excited because Santa's going to come.
Right.
And then now they're older and you're waiting anxiously to see if they'll come home.
But they still wore their Christmas onesies. So. Even though they're in their 20s.
Okay,
now.
Folks, everybody here in the studio, how many people have a Christmas onesie? Come on, Andre, you got a Christmas onesie?
He doesn't have
one. He's like, nah. And he wouldn't admit to it if he did.
What's a onesie?
A onesie? Are you kidding me? You know, those jammies that are onesies.
The union suit.
Reminiscent of a...
What's a onesie?
Of a costume that you'd see at a theme park that one of the characters are wearing.
Does it have the flap in the back to drop
it
down?
Can. It can. Absolutely.
My kids got me one, when they were in high school, but I don't wear it.
Really? Well,
that would confuse
that's
me. Wouldn't
sad.
Know which end to put on first.
Put it on the mantle.
Yeah, Ray Morton is with us in the studio. He says, put it on the mantle and you can use it to stuff your stocking. You'll get like double legs and everything. It's cool. We also have John Kraft with us today, and John, you're welcome. Welcome back. You're back from another cruise.
Yes, my travel secretary.
Is this your child bride?
Yes,
okay.
Which is also my social secretary.
Okay,
which
all
is
right.
you know that one
works out well.
She at the last minute saw an opportunity to take some downtime,
mm-hmm.
and off we went to the Caribbean. And the three stops in the Caribbean, we never left the ship.
Really?
It was competitive eating up in as evidenced by my gaining of probably about 12 pounds in 11 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I've lost weight.
It was
really?
Ugly.
Yes.
I've never lost weight on a cruise.
I
want
to make a recommendation. I think John should get his captain's license.
Well, there we go. Oh, John. All those years at sea, John.
Oh, yeah, but this time I didn't have to stand a sea detail. There were no watches underway. I did not have to go to the fire drills, any of that sort of stuff.
So
John is a retired Navy Master Chief.
Yeah.
You don't mess with a Master Chief.
I just
make
outlasted
friends with
him.
A Master
That's all there was to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm lucky. I think I've made friends with my Master Chief
oh,
here.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You're a good
guy. John and I have made a very, very good team over the last few years, and very proud to serve in this capacity with you.
I know when and how to say yes, ma'am, three bags full. This is not the hill I want to die on.
Oh my God! Okay, well there goes my reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray, my husband, is just sitting over there like, oh dear God. And we also have in the studio with us today Ken Morrow, and Ken is the newly elected president of Flyman. Flyman stands for Floridians for Immigration
Enforcement.
And I thank you for being here in the studio, Ken.
Thanks for the opportunity, definitely.
Ken appreciate has been it. Very active in Northeast Florida, not just in Duval County, but in Clay County as well. He's a member and a member of the board of the Duval County Trump Club, which is a great thing. So Ken has made his mark around here and continues to do so. And congratulations on being the new president of Flyman.
Thank you.
That's
for the
exciting.
Opportunity to be here today, definitely.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
We also have on our guest line David Colquette, and David is now the vice president of Flyman, again, Floridians for Immigration Enforcement, but he was also the founder of this organization.
Yes.
So very, very, very knowledgeable on all things immigration. And David, you're on the line, and welcome to the show.
Honored to be on your show, Karen.
Wonderful. Wonderful to have you. Good to talk with you finally. I know we've communicated back and forth by email a couple of times in the past, but nice to talk with you.
Great to be on.
And folks, for those of you listening, we're going to be having, like I said, a pretty good discussion today. Feel free to call in. And again, you know, you're listening to WBOB, and we're fortunate, very, very fortunate to have this time provided for us. AM 600 FM 101.1, and we are forever grateful for it. The call-in line is 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. So if you've got questions or comments, feel free to give us a call and chime in. All right, so we were talking about immigration here in Florida, and obviously our issues in Florida pretty much mirror our issues, for the nation. But we've got some very specific things that we wanted to have happen here in Florida, and Flyman has been very instrumental in trying to get certain bills put together and or sponsor bills that are already that certain senators
Representatives
in Tallahassee are already working on. So we want to go through those specifically. And I think, David, we were talking about, can you give us an idea of what those four areas are? Or,
well, the main bill that Flyman has been working on for over a decade, mm-hmm, is E-Verify. And that's far and beyond the most important bill, because it addresses the job magnet, which is the root cause of illegal immigration. They come basically for jobs.
Okay. So our listeners know, tell me what E-Verify is exactly.
E-Verify is a federal employment eligibility verification system. It's been very successful. Right now, it's basically voluntary. We are seeking mandatory E-Verify at the federal level, but are not there yet. Now, many states have adopted E-Verify, and a very large number of businesses have voluntarily enrolled in E-Verify.
Now, let me interrupt you for just a second, because we're going to be coming up on a break in a second. But I know that you guys have tried over and over and over, year after year after year, in Tallahassee to get this passed, and it hasn't passed. Is that right?
Oh, yes. It's been very, very frustrating, particularly the Republicans who said they would support immigration enforcement and then did not.
Okay. We're coming up on this break, so we're going to pick it up right where we left off. Again, folks, if you want to call in, 904-222-8255. And we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, so hang on. We'll be right back.
Here's something special for the holidays.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. From the First Coast Jacksonville to the First City St. Augustine.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event with our lowest prices of the year clearly marked on ornament tags that decorate each vehicle in stock.
At Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard. Go to MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
It's Fields Holiday Ornament One Price Event.
Plus, get our Fields amenities that include complimentary car washes, loaners, and cafes at no additional charge. Get special low ornament pricing now during our Holiday Ornament One Price Event at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. See Fields first at MercedesBenzOfJacksonville.com and MercedesBenzOfOrangePark.com.
Come see us at Mercedes-Benz of Jacksonville and Mercedes-Benz of Orange Park. Fields matters because you matter.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We were asked a question the other day about a store's reputation and how a customer might judge that. The first thing that came to mind was to look at how long they've been in business. Because if a store or a person is disreputable, that word will get out fast and that business won't be around very long. The second thing that comes to mind for jewelry stores, if the store has been in business a long time, there'll be a lot of folks in the area wearing jewelry from that establishment. And if they sell fine jewelry, you can best bet that those pieces have been shown thousands of times and probably passed down from one generation to the next, and a lot of people have been told where that piece came from. At Underwoods, it's our stated goal to be the best jeweler in the South, not the biggest, so everything we do and carry has to move us towards that goal. And ultimately, it's satisfied customers wearing our jewelry that have kept Underwoods in business since 1928. So come by and see us in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace? Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with Karen Morton. We're talking immigration. Again, if you want to call in, 904-222-8255. And as we as Ray said during the break, if you're an illegal alien and you want to call in, not a problem. Call tracing will begin immediately. Not a problem at all. Gotta have some fun, right? All right, so you said Ken, you said something during the break too. It was very...
basically my concern is that we're a grassroots organization. We're attempting to work through the legislation, both in Florida and also at the federal level, to guarantee that the laws already on the books are enforced. That's all
yeah.
we want.
Yeah.
And it concerns me every time we hear the broken immigration system or someone talking about comprehensive immigration reform, because in my opinion, the only immigration reform we need again is to enforce those laws on the books. When you drive by places like Clara White Mission,
yep.
we have a number of people that are homeless here.
Right.
We have veterans that are homeless here.
Right.
Let's take care of our people first before we take care of anyone else.
There
I think
go.
That's a priority, and it has to be.
It has to be.
And we have
be.
To get that same message across to the Republicans and Democrats, because it takes both of them to make this decision for Trump.
Right.
Trump said America first. I believe in America first, and I think all of us in Flyman do. We have 8 people on the board of directors, and we all work diligently to get this put through, and we will get it put through this year for the 2019 legislative season.
Excellent, excellent. David, I know that you agree with Ken. America first, it has to be that way. Enough is enough. We've given and given and given, and now if we just can get some of these bills passed to enforce laws that are already on the books, we'll be in good shape.
Ken's absolutely correct, and one of the themes that I have been speaking about lately is immigration anarchy. There's a a gentleman by the name of Michael Cutler, former INS agent, who coined the phrase immigration anarchy a few years ago. And that's what we have. And this is a very serious to the to our society, our government, when a large group of people just do everything they can to avoid a major set of laws, and it's anarchy, and we cannot let that continue.
Exactly. It's time to put an end to some of this nonsense. And so we were talking about before the break. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we've seen a transition just in one of our own senators. Marco Rubio was part of the Gang of Eight group.
Mm-hmm.
He's changed that opinion just recently, and I think now we can work with him. It's going to take a little bit of massaging to get our point across, but I think he can be a supporter at this point in time.
Okay, that would be excellent, because we certainly, there's some disappointment there from the past. That would be excellent.
One of the things I'd like to do, I'd like to just take a brief moment here to recognize an individual who was a member of our organization who passed away in November. That was Jack Oliver. Jack was our legislative director. We miss him greatly. And we look forward to doing things in his honor.
There you go.
We work closely with people in Washington, D.C. Our organization is affiliated with the Center for Immigration Studies, FAIR, and Numbers USA. And they've given us a lot of support from their legislative standpoint, and they've helped us construct some of these bills we're approaching.
Okay. And David, we're going to get back to this E-Verify. I know that, like we said right before the break, you've tried to get it passed many, many times, and there are certain people within Tallahassee who I think probably didn't want to have to abide by those rules with their own companies and their own farms, right, and that kind of thing. So that did cause a bit of a problem. But then you tried to get it on the CRC, the Constitution Revision Commission, and
right,
that didn't work.
Right. Well, what's happened over the last decade is we've found that we need the people at the top to want E-Verify to go through.
Yeah.
If they don't want E-Verify to go through, it won't go through. It started out with Marco Rubio when he killed all the bills, and it continued with Herodopoulos and Atwater and Rick Scott and Pam Bondi. She talks about a good line about immigration enforcement, yet she voted against E-Verify in the CRC. Had she not voted against it in the CRC, E-Verify would be mandatory after the next session. So it's been a huge disappointment. The big difference this year is, President Trump has more exposed the immigration issue, but more importantly, Governor DeSantis has declared that he wants E-Verify enacted during his tenure.
Wonderful.
And we've never, ever had anybody at the top who we believed would actually do it. Rick Scott said he would, and then, about 3 months later, he bailed on us and went with the growers.
It's a big part of this economy for Florida. I mean, they hold a lot of weight. They just really do.
They sure do. So we think with the governor DeSantis we've been able to pass E-Verify through the House. I think it was once or twice, and we've come very close in the Senate.
Right.
We have the public support. We've lacked leadership support. Plus, we've been hammered every time by the Chamber of Commerce and the ag interests.
Right.
Notice what he said, the Chamber of Commerce, not the Chamber, but Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, I know. I'm sticking with Chamber.
good move. This guy knows where he's going. So you've got, I know Aaron Bean here from Northeast Florida, Nassau, Duval County. Aaron Bean is senator. And he has already put in an E-Verify bill. And I believe it was a Thad Altman in the House.
In the House, yes.
Who has already submitted a bill for E-Verify. So you guys, are they bills that Flyman will be supporting on both sides?
Yes. This has been very recent. But yes, we're going to support those bills. There's a few things that we'd like to see strengthened in those bills. But it'll be a big enough challenge to get it through, and hopefully we can get a few considerations with respect to better enforcement.
Okay.
We have a bill, actually, that we were going to file, and they beat us by a few days. Senator Harrell's going to file it. It was modeled after the South Carolina E-Verify, which is one of the most effective E-Verify bills in the country, and It's effective because it has a random audit. Without a random audit, it's just going to be, you know, basically voluntary.
Well, was that part of some of the other bills that didn't get passed before? Because, I mean, if we couldn't get it passed so far, while that's a wonderful feature, I don't know that wouldn't make it harder to get it passed.
Well, just to clarify, though, 71 representatives did pass it last session.
Yeah, on the House side.
It died in the Senate.
Right.
In the Senate, yes.
Again, but again, you know, the more you put in there, the harder it is to push it through.
The way I look at it is they're going to oppose whatever bill it is.
Okay. So you can add it in there and hopefully, you know, maybe get it added to the final presentation. What about, now I know Joe Gruters has been in the House of Representatives. He is a new senator now, and I know he's very involved in the anti-sanctuary cities stuff. Have you talked with Joe Gruters about joining in on the E-Verify as well?
I expect that he will. Jack Oliver, who is our legislative director, who we greatly miss, had a very good relationship with Senator Gruters. I haven't talked to Joe of recent. And I expect to talk to him, Joe Gruter and Aaron Bean in the near future.
Okay.
We expect to work together closely, and I don't expect any. You know,
that would be wonderful. Would be wonderful. Okay, so let's move on to the sanctuary cities.
I wanted to make on E-Verify, why it's so important. There's seven states surrounding Florida.
Yep.
That are E-Verify states.
Seven states surrounding Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, Louisiana, Tennessee, I think even. There's a couple.
So you can't leave the state lines, basically, without hitting an E-Verify state.
That's
right.
Correct.
So that makes Florida a magnet because they're going to leave there and head to Florida. So,
exactly. So they're
really important.
Yeah, extremely important.
Even though it's an E-Verify state, what would prevent a person like myself, an independent, from going out and hiring day labor, right on the street, cash money? Where's the penalty for hiring without going through E-Verify?
David, you want to talk about the hiring halls down in Jupiter?
Yeah, E-Verify uses the business license as its enforcement vehicle. Okay, so any business that has a license would be covered by E-Verify. If you don't have a business license, and if it were a day labor, that might be kind of hard to stop. But if they're going to be, you know, permanent employees, they would have to go through E-Verify, and they would have their business license at risk if they hired illegal aliens.
Gotcha.
We're not going to touch that hidden workforce that we've always been accustomed to. There's two major components in the immigration groups: those with greater than a bachelor's degree, which are doctors and really professionals. They're going to come through. They're going to go through the E-Verify without a doubt. And then the other side of the immigration group, large part, is those with less than a high school education. And so that group is what puts pressure on our workers, our kids out for the summer. Those in between semesters that want to work, those are where the pressure is coming to. And as you mentioned off the air a minute ago, are homeless.
Right.
They're part of that group that is being under pressure by less than a high school education group.
All right. We're going to be back after this break. And we'll talk about sanctuary cities up next.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Stocks are sharply down, unable to build so far on yesterday's strong performance. Wall Street's wild Christmas week continues to roll on, and right now it's a Dow Jones Industrial Average off by about 582 points, NASDAQ off by 191. The Dow yesterday had its biggest single gain ever in a single day, up by about 1,100 points. The National Weather Service issuing blizzard warnings for central South Dakota, eastern North Dakota, and western Minnesota. The storm expected to drop more than a foot of snow in the region before coming to an end sometime tomorrow night. Consumer confidence said to be slipping a bit. That's according to the latest numbers out today from the Commerce Department. The alert level for Indonesia's volcano has been raised to the second highest level possible. It's already blamed for killing more than 400 people, and officials fear another tsunami may be forthcoming. This is SRN News.
Remember this website, GoFlyLeasing.com. They give you a direct flight without all the hassles of waiting around with no advanced two-hour arrival time at the airport, no TSA lines, no crowded middle seat. They take care of you. Low rates for flight per hours with additional cost. Visit the website. Take advantage of it today. GoFlyLeasing.com. Get involved in their monthly membership programs as well. Don't waste a full day of layovers. GoFlyLeasing.com. That's GoFlyLeasing.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 5th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 5th at 6 p.m., it's the Hall of Heroes Mini Comic-Con at Mosh at the Museum of Science and History. And Sunday, January 6th at 10 a.m., it's the Orange Park Farmers and Art Market at the Town Hall Park on Park Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hey, this is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate, and I have some fantastic news. Effective January 2019, we are moving to prime time. That's right, we will be live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. I will be ready for your commute home. So you want to tune in, because we will still bring you the latest trends in Jacksonville and keep you updated on what's happening around the area. Each week, we'll have different professionals, whether it be a lawyer, a lender, or anyone in between. Rapid Fire Real Estate, live every Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Inside Track with Karen Morton. In the studio with me is Roger Henderson, Ray Morton, John Kraft, and Kenneth Morrow. And on the line, David Colquette. Kenneth and David are both with Flyman, which is Floridians for Immigration Enforcement. Now, next thing we want to talk about is sanctuary cities. I think people are, I know I'm astounded. Absolutely astounded when I see these uninformed, ill-informed nutcases out there talking about open borders, let everybody in. Oh, they have no concept of what they're doing to their own lives and their own economy. It's absurd. But the sanctuary cities bill, which I know Senator Gruters has prepared one for the Senate, tell me, David, what... Do we have actual sanctuary cities in Florida, or do we have sanctuary policies in Florida?
We have sanctuary counties in Florida.
We have sanctuary counties in Florida, Ken?
Alachua County is a sanctuary county.
Right.
Okay.
And West Palm Beach also.
Let me say this. It's really hard to prove either positively or negatively whether a governmental entity is a sanctuary, except I do call them anarchy cities because that's what it is. It's they under the supremacy clause, they're supposed to be abiding by federal law, so they're really anarchy cities.
That's a good point.
The problem, basically, is I would love to see ICE come back with a report. They did this in the early days of the Trump administration called the Decline Detainer Report, and they stopped doing that. So it's really hard to tell what their policies are, and you know, they all say, oh, yes, we support the law, but then they come up with these welcoming city resolutions, and then they'll tell the police, you know, don't enforce, don't work with ICE and this and that. So it's hard to prove one way or the other, but there's been, I'd say, between 10 and 12 sanctuary cities in the state for a while.
Okay.
It's like I said, it's hard to prove. The one group that really caused a lot of problems was the ACLU, and they came.
Gee, what a surprise!
Yeah. And they found one little loophole and expanded that loophole.
Right? Okay.
And that's what they do. They did that in the Flores Agreement with respect to asylum as well. They found a little hole, and then they sue, and they make a big hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and that's a standard practice, I think, with a lot of these groups, ACLU and right. Democrat groups in general. Hold on for just a second, because we've got a caller on the line. We've got Jose from Mandarin. Jose, welcome to the show today. Glad you called in.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm really, really disappointed with the Republicans, all of them in D.C. You got the Democrats that they are, you know, they are all for anybody that breaks the rule of law, anybody who diminishes the nation and the Constitution. Literally, they support any kind of criminal that wants to damage this country, but the Republicans are not too far behind. What happened with McConnell? Why he doesn't bring the nuclear option? Why he's so coward that he's not doing it? I mean, that's why we voted for Trump.
That's why we voted for Trump. Exactly. Remember, that swamp is very, very large, and this is nothing new. But it's, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say that all of the Republicans, I think that we've managed to put some Republicans in Washington, D.C.
Well,
who do fight, but they're in a minority.
But they don't have they said that even if McConnell brings the nuclear option, they don't even have the 51 votes. So,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
I know. I'm with you.
DC? I mean, this is upsetting. And not only that, that stupid idea of catch and release, how about catch and return to the sender? Send them back to the country. These people is invading this country, and I'm a Hispanic, but I love this country so much.
Didn't Trump put an end to catch and release just recently? He did not?
He tried to.
Okay, Ken is shaking
that.
His head.
I'm against that policy. And the other thing is, why the president doesn't have a press conference nationwide laying out there? This is what I want. I want to protect the American people as I was sworn in when I was elected president by the Democrats and against it. Why is he not doing that? I don't get it. I mean, this is frustrating for me and my whole family. We are Republicans.
Well, one of the issues may be that, you know, you can't just go out and have a big, huge press conference in the middle of the night without all of the media signing on to it. But the State of the Union is coming up very shortly. It's coming up in January. And I think that immigration is going to be a key part of that speech for the State of the Union.
One of the key problems,
somebody
though.
Talking, and then somebody was talking on the radio. He said, let's put aside immigration, which is a great problem. Let's talk about illegal drugs coming to the border between 70 and 75%. That issue alone is way past due to have that war bill of those 2,000 miles a long time ago. Why the president doesn't present it as such?
When you look at the government and the deep state, if you will, and the swamp, if you will, call it whatever you want, the establishment, the old guard, whatever. When you look at that, and you look at the amount of time that they've been in power, decades, and you look at the effort and the strain that it takes to go against all of that, You know, you say, why doesn't the president do this and why doesn't the president do that? Dear God, the president has performed above and beyond anything that I could have imagined in a two-year period of time. 2 years is not enough time to get rid of all this. 2 years it's enough to get started. It's enough to start to turn the ship around. But you cannot accomplish overturning things that have gone on for decades in a two-year period of time. He's trying.
My main issue was the first thing that he said he was going to fight for was immigration. Why it took him 2 years? And Ryan and McConnell, what were they doing with the majority?
Okay, but you're talking about two different things. You're talking about Trump, then you're talking about Ryan and McConnell. Two different things.
Ryan was never for immigration reform. Ryan was basically pro-illegal immigration. He talked about it on several different news programs.
Right.
But he lived in an area where there are 78 Irish families all around him. He wanted to see more people come in the United States.
To get more and more help for Trump, we have to get more and more like-minded Republicans elected. That doesn't mean re-electing every Republican just because there are. It means getting more and more like-minded.
The president called McConnell and Ryan. I have a meeting behind closed doors. Hey, listen, the American public gave me the majority. We got the majority in the three houses. Let's get it going. And put pressure on them. But at the last minute, you know what I mean? It's right now. You should call into the White House again, those two clowns, and say, listen, this is what I want, and you guys have the cards in your hand. Quickly, let's use the nuclear option.
Jose, one of the biggest problems you have, though, right now is that the court, every time Trump has tried to do something with immigration reform or stopping asylum or stopping people coming in from the United States, the courts have actually worked against him. And there was a ruling just last week. Basically, I heard over the weekend, they advised Trump that he has to return people back to the United States that have already been deported. And he has to stop those deportations.
I mean, it's an uphill battle that it is monumental. I don't think that, I guess I kind of took umbrage there for a second when you said, why doesn't the president do something? Well, the president is doing things. He's been trying and trying and trying. He gets swatted back time and time and time again. And it all takes time.
Let me tell you what's happened in South Florida.
Listen, I'm trying to do this, and these federal judges are stopping me, and the Democrats are doing this. He needs to finish the deal, you know what I mean? So the American public is aware of what's going on. He's trying to do the best, but you got the liberal cause, and you got the Democrats stopping him. That's my point. Expose them for who they are.
Exactly, and I think he's trying to do that. I think that's, not signing the bill and saying, no, we want the wall, and I'm not signing this nonsense. I think this is a huge stand that he's taking, and to make exactly those points. Jose, thank you very, very much for the call.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
David, I think you were going to make a
comment,
too.
David, you were going to make a point?
Yeah, Jose brings up a good point, and that is, there has been a schism between the establishment Republicans and the Trump faction. Everybody knows that. But what seems to be happening to me is everybody's getting on board the Trump faction and the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, are they're still in the woodwork, but they're quiet.
Right.
In just of recent, the Palm Beach County Trump Club had 1,300 people for a meeting. Well, that shows you where the momentum is, and that is that the populace, the public Republicans, are going towards the Trump side of the Republican Party and the establishment.
At least in some counties they are. We're trying here in Duval to move toward the Trump side, but there's a lot of fighting against it. But you're right. You're right. The momentum is with the Trump side, and we've got to get on there. We've got to get moving on it.
Do you mean we still have never Trump Republicans?
God bless them. Yes, we do. Well, maybe I'll take that back. Yes, we do.
But Corker's retiring.
Huh?
Corker's retiring.
Really? Anyway, so we've got a lot to do. We've got so much to do. And I still say every day we were blessed. The day that Donald Trump was elected president, there's no two ways about it. He was sent here for a reason. I can't imagine anybody else having the stamina to put up with the nonsense and the garbage that is thrown his way 24/7. Just can't imagine it. So anyway, we're going to come back and we will continue to go on talking a little bit more about the sanctuary cities or the anti-sanctuary city bill coming up, and also talking about some of the enforcement between law enforcement and ISIS. So, not ISIS. Good, dear God. Law enforcement and ICE, immigration. So we'll be right back after this break, and stay tuned.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you asked what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer's the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today, Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future, and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Hunting season's here, so let me ask you this. Are you really going to try to squeeze another year out of that wore-out ATV of yours? You need to get down to Jacksonville Power Sports, where you can compare three brands under one roof. Take advantage of the great deals on Kawasaki, Can-Am, or Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports. They got knowledgeable salespeople, a well-stocked parts department, and a service department that fixes them right the first time. Jacksonville Power Sports. Your hunt starts here. Visit Jacksonville Power Sports. That's JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. The last segment of the Inside Track with Karen Morton. I do want to thank our Flyman Representatives President Kenneth Morrow and Vice President and Founder David Calquette for all their information today, and John Kraft and Ray Morton and Roger Henderson for helping out today. Again, if you got a last-minute conversation, 904-222-8255. So give us a rundown now, kind of quickly, because we're in the last segment. David, the last three things that you're working on, I know the Sanctuary Cities Bill, Joe Gruters has put together something for the Senate, and what we're trying to do with that is what?
Well, I actually have looked at Senator Bean's bill, a very strong bill. Look forward to getting it passed this year. I think one of the keys this year is that Senator Anator Flores will not be in the judiciary. So she was just awful and blocked the bill, and she has been terrible. She's been personally offensive to me in the past.
Oh, wow.
We went up there, and she put up illegal aliens to speak before us.
Really?
And, oh, yeah.
Oh, and yeah, I suppose ICE was sitting outside the door waiting for him to come out either.
Oh, no. This was about, I don't know, 6 years ago. Illegal aliens had flooded the Capitol. They were everywhere. They brought them in by the busload. You could hardly move through the hallway.
Wow.
And she brings them up, puts them in the this was in Teridopoulos, who was Senate president. And we could hardly we got
absurd.
In very late in the committee hearing. Everybody had left.
So from a national level, I don't know if you remember, Dick Durbin actually brought illegal immigrants into the Senate building.
Yeah, up in Washington.
There are 100 of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
absurd. So the bill regarding sanctuary cities is what going to hopefully just indicate that no sanctuary language is allowed in the state of Florida? Is that the deal?
I just looked at Senator Bean's bill. I haven't looked at Senator Grutter's bill. And it was pretty strong. They have what the process is, you file a complaint. Then the state attorney enjoins the county or governmental entity, and then there's liability to the offending entity, governmental entity,
okay.
And then they lose their not only the federal grants, I presume, but non-federal grants, the state grants.
Yes!
So it's a pretty strong bill. If we can get it through.
Consequences for actions. There
Definitely.
We go.
Yeah.
All right, great. And now another thing that you're looking at is trying to do something to ensure that throughout the counties, all 67 counties, that there is an arrangement so that the local law enforcement has agreed to work with ICE. If they pick up somebody who's an illegal alien, they notify ICE and allow ICE to come in and do their job.
There are two separate proposals. One's 287G that's already in existence in three counties.
Okay.
Possibly as many as five. I have to go back through and check on that. But then beyond that, there's another thing called the Basic Ordering Agreement. That's between 17 counties. It's actually being sponsored by Grady Judd. And that would allow the people from ICE and the people from those counties to cooperate together and have a limited amount of time to actually transition these people where they belong.
And for our listeners, I understand that Duval County has indeed signed one of those agreements.
And Clay County also, they
are cooperating. The local law enforcement and ICE were working together. Now, what about the surrounding county? We don't know about Baker or St. John's or Nassau.
I'm checking on those. I haven't seen those yet.
Okay.
Now, they may be included in the counties that signed the BOA agreement, but I have to go back through and check on that.
Okay. So we're trying to put together a bill in Tallahassee that will indeed require that the counties sign these agreements and agree to work with ICE. Is that basically what we're after in Tallahassee?
Yes.
David?
I'm not familiar with that bill.
Okay.
It's been a federal issue. I didn't know that there was a state bill that addressed that.
Okay.
But it's been a big problem at the federal level, these detainers.
Yeah.
Big problem, and ICE hasn't actually done is what I'd like to see him do, but
there's all kinds of there's levels after level after level after level of all of these procedures, and it's
absolutely.
And then the other thing that that Ken had talked with us about was doing something to ensure that there's talk in Florida that official IDs will be issued by the state of Florida to illegal aliens. Now, and we don't want that. This is absurd. What's going on
and
with
it's
that?
Not only the state of Florida. David, go into detail about that, if you could, please.
All right. There's some groups in Florida, I won't mention where, that are seeking ID cards that basically legitimize the illegal presence of illegal aliens, and it's a way to get around immigration laws. So the states like Tennessee have prevented that at the state level as a preemption.
Okay.
So just like other aspects, where counties, I don't think they can regulate guns. This would preempt their capability to provide identification for illegal aliens.
Okay, so even though we're having trouble with it on a national basis, states' rights, you know, the states can come in and preempt it and make their own rules, and that's the way it is.
Yes.
All right. So we're trying to get that done here in Florida, in Tallahassee, during this next session?
Well, we don't have a sponsor for that bill yet. We're working on
that
it. But,
yeah, right,
but
definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Now, session starts in March, I think. But
yes.
When do the committees start? Are they already
already in session,
aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of these bills are going to be heard in January. So okay. Ken and I will probably be over in Tally working on some hearings there.
Okay, perfect.
Our home away from home.
Yeah. Always a lovely spot to go see. And actually, it's fascinating to be in Tallahassee if you can just kind of let go of some of the things that are happening and watch the process. It's always an interesting place to be.
It's important.
Can I invite your listeners who would like infrequent alerts on immigration issues
yes.
in Florida to sign up at flymen.org. That's FLIMEN.org. They can click in the upper left corner to sign up for Flyman alerts. And this is really the strength of Flyman, is our subscriber base. And when we say, hey, you know, we need co-sponsors, we
yeah.
need this bill to get through this committee, we send out alerts and everybody, you know, gets on board. And that's our power, is the people. And so we'd love to see a whole bunch of people sign up at flymen.org.
That's F-L-I-M-E-N. It stands for Floridians for Immigration Enforcement. Flyman.org. Yeah, that's perfect, because, you know, people who listen to this show are always saying, you're like, okay, great, this sounds wonderful, I get it, but what can I do to help? You know, is there something that I can do to get involved? And yes, there is. So if you go to flyman.org and sign up for these alerts, and they're not constant, you're not going to get bombarded by your, you know, in your email box, but they are there to let you know, hey, folks, you can call, you can contact, whether by phone or email or whatever, and help us get this moved through the process. Help us get this bill on the floor. Help us get this bill passed.
It's important to keep in mind, sessions in Florida only last for 60 days. They start March 5th. So
right.
60 days from then, it's going to be over. This is our opportunity, and I think we have a very strong opportunity now with Governor-elect DeSantis being there to get these bills put through and approved.
Yes.
So we'd appreciate everybody's support on this.
Yes.
Well, one last comment, and that is, Florida is probably one of the stronger stronger states in the nation with respect to immigration enforcement. We did quite well. We have a real ID driver's license bill, which is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have driver's licenses for illegal aliens, which are plague many other states. We did have a big loss a few years ago when they passed college tuition subsidy for illegal aliens and law licenses for illegal aliens.
Mm.
And that was conservative union that helped on that, and all the rhinos. So we had a big...
big surprise again, yeah.
Yep. So that was a big loss for us. But overall, Florida's been pretty strong on immigration enforcement, and I'm hoping this year we'll take the lead again.
David and Kenneth, thank you both for being here. Again, there was the Floridians for Immigration Enforcement. That's flyman.org. Sign up for your email alerts so you can be involved and help out with this process. We need to get some of these things taken care of here in Florida. Again, every Thursday, or currently Thursday at 2 o'clock, and we appreciate your being with us. And we want to hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas. We want to wish you a happy and safe New Year. And
thank
we will.
Same to you, Karen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the
See
opportunity.
See you all next week, 2 o'clock.